It's Kevin McCullough on AM 970, The Answer.
You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio, where we talk about the news as it breaks. We give you what it means, and we talk about why it matters.
Clarity.
Kevin McCullough, now.
It is like a really bad episode of House of Cards. What's going on in Washington, D.C. the last day and what will probably be happening tomorrow. But we'll give you the latest of what we know now because as of right now, well, there's news to talk about. Let's get to it right now on Kevin McCullough Radio.
Something interesting is happening with this.
Kevin McCullough, let me start with you.
I found this thing at townhall.com by Kevin McCullough.
The big dog
has come out of nowhere.
Kevin McCullough.
I just want to help people think.
Nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
He is playing the role.
As well as anybody could.
Kevin McCullough is a nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
The odds are he's right.
It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
I have never been pressured. I have never felt pressure to intervene. Or interfere in any way with shaping intelligence in a political way.
I have never been directed to do anything I believe to be illegal, immoral, unethical, or inappropriate.
That is Director of National Intelligence Dan Coats, and that is Admiral Rogers, who is head of the NSA, and both of them today saying as plainly as they can that never did this president ask them, pressure them, put upon them in some way to do anything inappropriate as it related to the Russia probe. And that was what all four of the national intelligence figureheads that were there that gave testimony today in the Senate Intelligence Committee had to say. And they didn't talk about everything. And they got some, you know, stern looks of consternation from senators, both Republican and Democrat, because they're like, who are you to defy us when we ask you a question? Well, the truth is the senators are kind of being upstaged because once the Justice Department called for an independent counsel, that investigation is going to trump all the other investigations. So there's not going to be really anything that these guys get to huff and puff about. And that was the main reason why they did not give certain details about certain things that they were asked about today. But that will come up. All of that will come up in the Director Mueller investigation for the independent counsel. All right. So where are we at? Well, we've got a lot of other breaking news I'm going to get to as well. The Koreans have made a move that we may not be that much in favor of. I'll give you details on that. And then we've got a couple of other things that are not nearly as I guess is flag waving this afternoon, but they're still important. And we'll give you the progress on all of them. For instance, the TSA has discussed maybe extending the ban on laptops now, not on international flights, but on domestic flights. So we've got a lot to get to. Also joining us for the first time today, Matthew Whitaker. He's a former Justice Department employee. He was the U.S. Attorney for the Southern District of Iowa. He knows not only the former director of the FBI, James Comey, but he knows his new replacement, Mr. Wray, who was named today by President Bush, President Trump. And then we're also going to hear from Alicia Krauss before we're done, get her thoughts on the goings-ons at the hearings today. And we'll take your calls if you watched them, if you had opinions, 888-340-3373, 888-340-3373. But let me get to the top story that's breaking in this at this hour, and that is the Comey testimony, the opening statement of the testimony that he's going to give tomorrow, has been made public. He prepared a 7-page statement to prep, you know, the Senate committee for what he's going to say before them tomorrow, and he will read it word for word, we're assuming. But if what the written version of this statement has to say is, in fact, what he ends up saying, and if what the people, intel directors gave testimony to before the committee today is, in fact, how their record of testimony is going to be documented. Friends, why are we still wasting time on this? Here's the troubling part. We have all four of the heads of the intelligence committees, the intelligence agencies today, say there was no undue pressure by the president. And the Democrats want to know, well, what were the exact details of the conversations? Well, we can't tell you everything because some of it's classified and some of it needs to be done in closed hearing, not in public hearing where, you know, TV cameras, et cetera, can. Of course, that's the only reason the senators are having this hearing is because they want to be seen on TV going, but even with all the haranguing that the senators gave to the intel chiefs, they still stood their ground and said he did not pressure us. We will not discuss those things in public because it's not safe. In fact, Admiral Rogers went as so far as to say, well, he was just very adamant. Cut two.
In the 3+ years that I have been the director of the National Security Agency, to the best of my recollection, I have never been directed to do anything I believe to be illegal, immoral, unethical, or inappropriate. And to the best of my recollection, during that same period of service, I do not recall ever feeling pressured to do so.
That's pretty compelling. Given that, you know, this is one of the persons that people are saying, well, you know, because you got to get all the intel guys on board, right? Because and he's one of the intel chiefs that had said there is no evidence that Donald Trump colluded with Russia in any way. Not only that, President Trump was saying months ago that Director Comey had professed verbally that he was never under investigation. And the media had the bated breath. Oh, how does he know? Is he lying? Will Comey confirm that, deny that, et cetera, et cetera. In Comey's opening statement, 7 pages that he's going to read from the floor of the Senate Judiciary or the Senate Committee room tomorrow, he's going to say 3 times that he told personally Donald Trump, you are not under investigation. In the counterintelligence investigation that was going on, you are not. He's also going to say that it is his recollection that the president never asked him to shut down the investigation on Russia as a whole. He will say that after General Flynn had been given his walking papers, he was asked to resign and let go, that after that, the president did say, Can you help this Flynn thing be resolved? Can you help it go away? They had already taken the steps that were, you know, necessary within the executive branch to be rid of a guy that had lied to the vice president. But he said, you know, the general's a good guy. He didn't do anything wrong with Russia. Can you just let this go? James Comey's going to testify tomorrow in his opening statement, at least if it's the same one that has been released, that he too agrees that General Flynn is a good guy. He did not promise to let it go, but he did agree that General Flynn's a good guy. Now, where they're going to concentrate tomorrow is on this January 27th dinner, which is about a third of the 7 pages that in total. And it was a one-on-one dinner that the president had with Mr. Comey in the green room at the White House. And he's going to say that in that setting, that the president said on more than one occasion, I need loyalty, I expect loyalty. And that near the end of the dinner, the president said it one more time, I need loyalty. To which Mr. Comey paused and said, you will always get the honest truth from me. That's what he said at one of the points. Then at the end, he said, you will always get honesty from me. And the president says to Comey, that's all I want. Honest loyalty. Now, the media, mark this down, by the way, friends. Write this down. I'm predicting what they're going to say in the bated breath media tomorrow. Honest loyalty. What does that mean? He was asking him to, well, look at the words. What is honest loyalty? If loyalty is honest, is there any corruption involved? Is there any compromise being asked of? See, what Comey's going to do, he's going to go and he's going to give this testimony. He's going to prove Trump right on three occasions. He did tell him he's not under investigation. He is going to say that when he asked him to let the Flynn thing go, that it was not a request to end the Russia investigation. And he's going to say that the president asked him to be honest. Where's the there?
Stuck in traffic? We've got the answer.
Let's begin this time around in the Bronx on the northbound side of the Major Deegan. We're jammed up from the RFK Triborough Bridge right up into Van Cortlandt Park. That's all because of an accident being cleared. The left lane is out of service. And we're starting to see some Yankees Red Sox volume on the southbound side, south of the Cross Bronx, heading down towards the stadium. But it's not horrible for you just yet. Westbound Cross Bronx, we're looking at some delays in the DeBronx River Parkway and out towards 3rd Avenue with an accident being cleared. Stays heavy to the GW Bridge. On the northbound side of the West Side Highway, generally slow from the 50s right up to the GW Bridge. Southbound slow from the 90s down into the 50s. FDR northbound slows from the 20s to the RFK Triborough Bridge. And again from the 150s up to the GW Bridge. Across the Hudson River, Lincoln Tunnel, 40-minute delay going into the city, 20 to 25 back into the Garden State. Holland Tunnel, 30 minutes back to New Jersey. Citybound's not bad. And the best way into Manhattan from New Jersey is by far the George Washington Bridge. And now you know how not to go. I am Mike Barker on AM 970, The Answer.
Every Saturday morning at 7, The Auto Lab, the longest-running auto show in New York City, can be heard for a full 2 hours. Host Professor Harold Walchalk and a diverse panel of automotive experts will answer all your basic automotive questions and fill you in on the history and culture of the auto industry. The Auto Lab is on the air and here to help for a full 2 hours. Listen every Saturday morning starting at 7, right here on AM 970, The Answer.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. If you would like to lose 20 to 40 plus pounds, I'm going to encourage you to do what I did nearly 3 years ago. That is call Dr. Kerry Skorsky and say, hey, I want to be part of that guaranteed program to lose 20 to 40 plus pounds in only 40 days. They do it through computerized NRF technology that allows them to monitor all kinds of things within your system. The amount of toxins you have, metals in your bloodstream, water weight that you're carrying, all kinds of things that they measure. And it's done 100% naturally. No hunger, no cravings, no drugs, no prepackaged foods. It's doctor supervised. You eat real food the whole time. Your weight impacts everything. And so if you want to feel better in your own skin, losing the weight will change that. They balance your hormones, they normalize your blood sugar levels, and they totally reset your metabolism. So not only do you lose the weight, but then after the program is over, you're able to keep it off. Dr. Kerry Skorsky and the team at Bay Ridge Holistic Health, call them today, 844-THE-DIET, 844-THE-DIET, or go to anewyouin40days.com or 844-THE-DIET.
I have actually been on Balance of Nature for a year now. I have MS, and I recently had an MRI. This is the first year that I've had a stable MRI, so I'm thrilled. When I have an MRI with MS, usually there are glowing spots that come through, which is damage on the nerves in my brain and my spinal cord. And when they're glowing, it means they're active. And then my last MRI, they pulled it up, and I honestly couldn't believe that it was my MRI. There was nothing glowing. And in fact, the dark spots were shrinking. They were healing. And the doctor actually said to me, I think we're in remission. I was so happy. I had no idea that that could be my reality.
The new challenge will allow you to receive 2 months of Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies free. And we'll even ship them to you free. Call now for details. Call 1-800-246-8751. Or go online to balanceofnature.com. Use promo code THEANSWER.
Listen to us anywhere. TuneIn.com, iHeartRadio.com. Get the app at AM97TheAnswer.com. Breaking news as it happens. You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio.
All right, so glad to have you with us. It's Kevin McCullough, breaking news, what it means, why it matters. I'm eager to introduce my next guest. He is a former DOJ member. He worked with the FBI director Comey when he was at the Department of Justice, and he also knows the replacement that Mr. Trump named earlier today, Christopher Wray, who, if approved, will be taking the headship of the FBI. Matt Whitaker is his name. He's a former U.S. attorney for the Southern District of Iowa, and we welcome him to Kevin McCullough Radio. Hello, Matthew.
Hey, glad I could be with you. How are you?
Yeah, I'm well. I appreciate the call. Let me just ask this: the statement that Mr. Comey put out today seems to me to not have a lot of there. And if the media is going to interpret it one way or another, isn't it just as easy to turn it on its face? Given that there doesn't seem to be a direct implication of any obstruction or even any attempt at obstruction. What's your take on Mr. Comey's prepared statement?
Yeah, you know, I read it very carefully, and what I see, I don't see obstruction of justice. And you know, I think that, you know, there's a lot of people speculating, you know, sort of as to whether it does or doesn't meet the legal standard. But as a former federal prosecutor, what I know is you can't just charge the crime. You actually have to prove the crime. And the thing that I realize is that their star witness, who would be Jim Comey on the obstruction of justice charge, would have to admit that he did not tell anybody at the time that this was happening. And that has a substantial evidentiary value, especially since he didn't tell the deputy attorney general, who was his boss, or the attorney general.
Is that potentially a chargeable crime against him if he had not done that?
I've seen a lot of speculation suggesting that he had some affirmative legal duty to do that. And the people that have pointed to it say that this 18 U.S.C. Section 4, which is misprisonment of a felony, which, you know, in my experience in charging that crime, and you don't charge it very rarely, it's when somebody has, you know, affirmative knowledge of a crime has happened. They're essentially almost a co-conspirator, but they're not. And I don't see it applying in this case. And so I think that's exceptionally dangerous to suggest that he has some criminal legal liability to report this. But, you know, again, if he felt it was obstruction of justice, I mean, that's a whole, you know, there's a lot of things he should have done, could have done, didn't do.
Right. Well, it's interesting, even in his own explanation in the seven pages, that he said, you know, I should have informed the attorney general, but we felt he was going to recuse himself, which he did 2 weeks later. Like, you didn't have any direct knowledge that he was going to recuse himself. I think even the day that he did it, there was some desire by the White House to not have him do it. But all that being said, it didn't seem like something that was really urgent. And then he also goes on to explain why he didn't bring it up to others prior to when. In fact, he says in his own words in the seven-page statement that he decided, the leadership of the FBI decided to hang on to the information regarding this pressure that he supposedly felt until a later date. Matthew Whitaker, former U.S. attorney of the Southern District in Iowa, it doesn't seem to be logical to me if it's now this big, you know, kind of epic violation of duty or in some way violation of sovereign propriety. And then they were able to just sit on it until you said a later time. It seems like they're almost saying we could pick and choose the moment that we wanted to use it.
Yeah, and listen, I mean, what we have here, you know, this is a kind of a derivative document created by Mr. Comey, who's, again, in my experience, is a smart guy. He's a good public servant. You know, I served with him in the Bush administration, and I know him, and I think he's a good man. But you know, this prepared testimony that he looks like he's going to do tomorrow is, you know, his version of the facts. It's not the memos that we've heard about. And so, you know, ultimately, I think it's going to be, you know, very interesting how he answers the questions tomorrow.
Do you think he will produce the memos?
Oh, I don't. You know, I don't think he will produce the memos because I don't think they're in his possession. My sense is that they're property of the FBI, and he said they're not classified, and he distributed them to senior staff, or at least some of them. But I don't think we'll see him produce them tomorrow for sure.
I think it's very strange that if the memos exist, that they have not somehow found their way to public identity yet. I just find that in this age in which the leaks seem to come from every direction, it seems like if that existed, that there would have been a snapshot on somebody's iPhone by now that would have gathered it. But I could be wrong. Matthew, you worked at the Department of Justice with Mr. Comey, and you know his replacement, Mr. Wray, or at least his proposed replacement. What kind of person is taking the job?
Yeah, you know, Chris Wray, who's going to be nominated to be FBI director succeeding Jim, was the criminal division head when I was at DOJ. And, you know, my experience with Chris is that he was solid. He was a good leader. I think he had a lot of people that respected him, and I don't think there's anybody that would say that he didn't do a great job for the couple years that he was head of the criminal division of DOJ. So, and I know he had a lot more experience within DOJ than just that. So I think he'll do a good job. He's been out, you know, in private practice for many years now, and I'm sure, like a lot of us that have served and are out in the real world, you know, kind of we still have a heart for public service, and if, you know, given the opportunity, would love to serve again in some capacity.
Is that, do you think it aids him in going back to the FBI to have not been in government for a period of time?
Oh, I think it helps everybody to not be in government for a period of time. That's what causes all these messes, is, you know, career bureaucrats and politicians that have no, you know, relationship to the real world anymore. But, you know, that being said, I think it does help him. I think it's good that he's an outsider and brings in, you know, an independent voice, but he's going to have to, like anybody that runs a large organization, he's going to have to quickly build relationships and you know, create a leadership culture where he can get his initiatives done and work within the Department of Justice to do the important work, like fighting terrorism and prosecuting some of the worst of the worst.
I'm glad you mentioned the issue of culture, because you just penned a piece for the USA Today this week that is ironically titled, "I Would Indict Hillary Clinton." When Mr. Comey made his, what I felt like, devastating indictment of Hillary in another hearing before Congress, to end his statement by saying no prosecutor worth his salt would think that they could get a conviction on the evidence given, there were reports that the FBI agents that worked the field work on the case strongly disagreed with that assessment. And felt like that the FBI was really just embarrassed almost that day, in that you had such a strong case made, but then the belief that it couldn't win in court. You believe opposite. Why?
Oh, well, I think the evidence was pretty substantial that a criminal case could not only be brought, but could have been proven in that particular set of facts. And, you know, I mean, I think, you know, if you remember a year ago when you know, Jim gave his testimony in front of Congress and gave his press conference, I think he essentially admitted that crimes had been committed, but, you know, no reasonable prosecutor would bring that case. And, you know, that's, those prosecutorial decisions are very important. And having sat in that chair and made those decisions, I know that reasonable minds can disagree, and a lot of time is spent trying to figure those kind of things out. So.
But you felt very strongly that on the statute of 18 U.S. Section 793, that you had the goods to be able to make the case.
Oh, I don't think there was any doubt. I think if you read that statute and the, you know, the mishandling of classified information, and that's exactly what it was. And you know, and again, that's what the evidence showed as well.
Well, it'll be interesting to see where it goes. I hope that when the new FBI director takes the helm, that there is a cultural commitment to going where the facts lead, and kind of letting justice, be blind as in terms of party, but absolutely torrential when it comes to justice in the case. And Matthew Whitaker, we appreciate you being with us today.
All right, thank you.
Kevin McCullough, glad to have you with us. You can read his latest in the USA Today, "I Would Indict Hillary Clinton." It was published on July 5th, a little more than a year ago. Kevin McCullough, coming right back.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970, The Answer.
Partly sunny skies, and we have 67 degrees on this Wednesday evening. What's going on? We have the answer. Police are investigating after a woman and her two young sons, aged 2 and 3 years old, were struck by a car in Far Rockaway. Cops say the crash happened shortly after 12:30 this afternoon on Seagirt Boulevard near Beach 32nd Street. Authorities say it appears the car jumped the curb and the driver stayed at the scene. The woman and her son suffered non-life-threatening injuries. A man crossing a Bronx street, not so lucky. He's in critical condition after being hit by an MTA bus. Officials say the accident happened at the intersection of East 149th Street and Prospect Avenue in Mott Haven about 8:30 last night. No one on the bus was injured. No charges have been filed against the bus driver. State police in New York are cracking down on lead-foot drivers as part of Speed Week. Jennifer Polsoni has more.
Through June 13th, state troopers will be using both marked and undercover cars to stop speeding and aggressive drivers who are putting others at risk on the roads. Governor Cuomo noting more than 42,000 people die in traffic crashes each year across the country, and speeding is listed as a contributing factor in nearly one-third of all fatal crashes in New York. He says last summer's Speed Week effort ended with more than 21,000 traffic tickets. About half were for speeding or distracted driving.
In sports, Yankees take on the Red Sox at the stadium just after 7. Mets and Rangers finish off their series tonight in Texas. First pitch just after 8 o'clock. Taking a look at the traffic, southbound side of Deegan jammed up into the RFK Triborough Bridge with an accident. And northbound, we're slow from the RFK Triborough Bridge right up towards Van Cortlandt Park. That is all because of a collision being cleared. Very slow on the West Side Highway on the northbound side from the 50s right up to the GW Bridge. A whole lot worse on the FDR. We're slow from the teens on up. Partly cloudy skies tonight, low 56. Sunshine tomorrow, high of 70. Partly sunny on Friday with afternoon showers and a high of 73. And now you know what's going on. I am Mike Barker on AM 970, The Answer.
This moment in labor is brought to you by National Debt Relief, one of the nation's most respected debt relief companies.
The so-called crime of the century took place early on October 1st, 1910. An explosion at the LA Times resulted in the death of 20 employees and the injury of several others. Despite a complete lack of evidence, the staunchly anti-union newspaper released a headline stating, "Unionist bombs wrecked the Times." LA Times owner Harrison Otis had conveniently moved his office the day before the explosion and got his headline to print within hours of it. Despite proof that the explosion was caused by a leaky gas valve, union iron workers John and James McNamara were convicted of the crime. Ignoring the plea bargain reached by Clarence Darrow and the state's attorney, the judge sentenced James and John to life imprisonment and 15 years, respectively, for a crime they had not committed.
If you've racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt and are barely getting by making minimum payments, you should know there are ways you can become debt-free and you may not have to pay the entire amount you owe. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Call National Debt Relief at 888-391-0. That's 888-391-0388. 888-391-0388.
Worry less with Liberty Mutual Insurance.
Liberty Mutual saved me almost $800 when I switched my home and auto insurance.
Liberty did what?
Yeah, I got the perfect coverage for us. And I didn't have to worry about skimping on MS Party.
Well, that explains the
party! Best birthday ever!
Visit us online to get a quote. You can leave worry behind when Liberty stands with you. Liberty Mutual Insurance. Based on a recent countrywide survey of new customers, coverage is underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company.
Listen to Joe Piscopo in the morning, weekdays at 6. Mike Gallagher at 10 on AM 970. The Answer. Breaking news, perspective, and your calls. It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
I am so very proud to be our party's nominee.
I was from the Victory Party last night in New Jersey as Lieutenant Governor Kim Guadagno took the reins of the Republican mantle and will now try to ride that to the governor's house. Phil Murphy, the winner for the Democrats last night, said that she's going to be saddled with a lot of baggage that is brought on by the guy that's running the state currently. Cut 10.
People all across New Jersey are demanding change, and I am here to change things. Four more years of Christie-style politics won't clean up the mess
All right, so the general feeling I'm getting from this guy is I'm not going to tell you that I'm going to raise your taxes, but I'm going to blame the lieutenant governor for everything that the governor did. And I have no idea how he translates that into an optimistic message. Phil Murphy has got to be one of the dullest people I've ever seen run for office. And what's inspiring about that? He won last night because he spent a lot of money. But they're going to have a debate, and they're going to have a debate in the state of New Jersey about the state of the taxes there, the state of the property tax there, what's happening to everyday families that are trying to pay their bills but and they're working, but they can't afford to live in the state, many of them going just over the border into Pennsylvania to find cheaper places to live. I mean, it's going to be everybody has predicted that Phil Murphy's going to run away with this thing. I just have this feeling that that's not going to be the case. That there is an actual desire for people to find solutions. And as I've spent time with the lieutenant governor, as you've heard her on this show, I think she's actually got some ideas that are going to work. Go wait and see. Other news, as it is continuing to break, and we'll take your calls on anything you want to discuss, 888-340-3373, 888-340-3373. I wanted to touch on this just briefly. There is a breaking story out of South Korea tonight that is rather significant. What the South Koreans have announced is that they are suspending the deployment of the anti-missile system that the U.S. helped install in South Korea to help protect them in part from their neighbors to the north. Now, evidently, this system has created massive hysterical anger with the North Koreans, and China is not too pleased with it either. But the New York Times reporting at this hour that the newly elected president, Moon Jae-in, has suspended the deployment of the American Missile Defense System, an apparent concession to China and a significant break with the United States on policy towards the North. In comments to reporters, the senior official from the Presidential Blue House in Seoul said on Wednesday that two launchers of the Terminal High Altitude Air Defense System that had been installed could remain, but that four launchers that had yet to be deployed would not be set up until the administration completed an environmental assessment. I had heard that this guy was a little bit left, but you know you're dealing with liberals. Friend, write this down. This is rock solid gold here, okay? You've got to know this. If you don't hear anything else that we talk about this afternoon, pay attention to this. If your politics have you thinking more about environmental assessments than whether or not you protect your people, you're doing it wrong. Nobody cares if the toadstool gets to grow or not. But what they don't want to have come over is North Korean missiles taking out, the innocent civilians of South Korea. So they're going to do an environmental assessment before they decide on a self-defense plan. If those are your priorities, man, you are doing it wrong. You are doing it wrong. The defense known as the THAAD has been contentious and drawn sharp criticism from China. They view the system as a threat. So we'll get you updated on that and more as the days continue. Kevin McCullough, Alicia Krauss joins me next.
Striblings New York features in-depth interviews with interesting people. Rob Taub's guests include some of the greatest authors in the world, doctors, actors, restaurateurs, musicians, and more. This Sunday, Rob talks about millennial homebuyers with United Wholesale Mortgage's president and CEO, Matt Ishbia. Then we'll be hearing from legendary comedian Jeff Altman. Broadway producer Seth Greenleaf will talk about his documentary about the National Gay Football League. And finally, retired professor and native New Yorker Marty Brownstein discusses the city in the 50s and 60s. It's Striblings New York, Sunday afternoon at 3 on AM 970, The Answer.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. Did you know that you could be vulnerable to the government seizing your investment assets and keeping them and using them for their own purposes? Yes, the Dodd-Frank Act allows what's called a bail-in to occur under certain circumststances. Your portfolio could be completely confiscated from your control, at least for a period of time, under the right financial calamity. But If you're invested in metals and if you have other tangible assets, many of those are protected from such action. That's why I want you to get all of the details on how the government can seize your assets and how you can protect yourself from doing just that. When you call my friends at Landmark Capital today, tell them, say, I want to protect myself from the coming bail-in. Give me all your free resources, and they will. They'll be glad to send them to you. Here's your phone number, 844-604-2575. Don't let the government take your assets. 844-604-2575. That's 844-604-2575 or landmarkgold.com.
Tired of dealing with dummies? Experience the smart way to buy a car at Route 22 Toyota. No hidden fees, no back and forth, no pressure, and no wasting time with dummies. Alex Cancella, the general manager, prides himself on his low, low lease offers and 0% APR financing for up to 72 months for qualified buyers. And now my buddy Alex wants you to experience their new smart way to service. He's taking the same smart approach that's been so successful in selling cars into the service bay. So he said, Joe, I'm going to let you give the first five callers in the next 5 minutes a free multi-point inspection and oil change and filter if they call 855-621-9949 and say, Joe sent me. 855-621-9949 in the next 5 minutes. Get a free oil change and filter on me. 855-621-9949 and say, this one's on Joe. Route 22 Toyota, Route 22 West in Hillside, New Jersey, or at Route22Toyota.com. Tell them Joe sent you for the free oil change. All European makes excluded.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. How'd you like to be saving massive amounts on your energy bills today? My friends at Blue Rock Energy are ready to help customers throughout New York and New Jersey save on their energy supplies right now. Electricity, natural gas, you get it cheaper when you convert to Blue Rock Energy, and you don't notice any difference except the lower price on your bill. Call today, 877-280-4909. That's 877-280-4909, or go to BlueRockEnergy.com. Blue Rock Energy, 877-280-4909.
There are stories in the news that make you scratch your head. How could that person be found not guilty? Why did that judge rule that way? And what was behind the passing of that new law? Well, every weekend on our station, Champions of Justice with Tom Girardi features revealing interviews that look behind the headlines and give you the rest of the story. It's always interesting. So join us Sunday mornings at 10 for Champions of Justice here on AM 970, The Answer.
If you're familiar with cloud computing, you probably know that Amazon Web Services offers a complete set of secure compute, storage, application, and deployment services that help companies launch and scale their IT infrastructures while lowering costs. But did you know that you're still responsible for protecting your own AWS-based assets, meaning your applications and data, from advanced cyber threats? Protect your AWS with Barracuda Networks Advanced Firewall Solutions. Visit AWS Marketplace or barracuda.com/AWS to learn more.
Proving that he may be ready for primetime. Frank Morano. Sunday mornings at 4 on AM 970. The Answer.
Look around, how lucky we are to be alive right now. Look around, how lucky we are to be alive right now. History is happening in Manhattan, and we just happen to be in the greatest city in the world. In the greatest city in the world.
If it's happening in New York or across the globe, learn why it matters first on Kevin McCullough Radio.
Continuing with breaking news as it happens, what it means, why it matters. Kevin McCullough, glad you're with us. It is still the talk of the day because it's kind of the respite between the two halves. Today, the intel chiefs, tomorrow, the former FBI director, and what all or any of it means to the actual nation. Kevin McCullough, glad you're with us. It's Wednesday, so that means we get some perspective on this from Alicia Krauss. She's an advocate for that Prager University that you hear us talking about regularly. But she also is part of the Lady Brains podcast and a pundit. You see her on different cable channels talking about stuff from a common sense conservative perspective, and always glad to have her here as well. Hello, Lady Alicia. Good to have you.
Hey, thanks for having me on. Always fun. What are we going to talk about today?
The headline today is the intel chiefs all had to say, and Mr. Rogers in particular, very adamant about this, was never pressured. He didn't tell us to do anything.
Yeah.
And on Russia, in other words, they sat there for however many hours this morning, and there was nothing. Except for Mark Warner's infamous imaginary witness he's going to bring forward at some point, which if he does, I'll apologize. But I thought Warner was getting a little worked up. But what was your take on that?
I got to say, I kind of felt for those guys because I think that they were trying their very best to not be partisan. But in their attempts to not be partisan, I could see how some Americans or some politicians would think, huh, why aren't they just answering the questions? Especially because at the end of the testimony, they were, and before the closing of the hearing, they were admonished by the Republican chair for not directly answering Republican and Democrat questions about the content of the conversations that they had had with our commander-in-chief, all of which are not classified information. So it's kind of like, yes, they answered that there was nothing wrong that happened, but if there was nothing wrong that happened, then to share the whole conversation, because you and I both know there's two sides to every story and then the truth. And I think that they were hesitant to do so because they knew what Democrats were after. But in that hesitancy, it kind of leaves a little area.
Well, I actually don't think it's that complicated. I actually don't think it's nearly as complicated as that. I think Mueller has already gone to them and he's already talked to them and he's saying, guys, you know, this, and really this is the way it should be. All those other investigations need to fold up and be done with. The Senate and the House are going to be pony shows anyway, because they're, none of them are going to say anything publicly that would remotely touch on classified or even mildly classified information. So once a special counsel is empowered, they have subpoena power. The congressional investigations don't really have it enforceable. They can request that people come, but they can't make them show up. But the special counsel does, and Mueller's going to go deep. He's going to go wherever the facts are, and you know they're like, you know,
well, they even both said at some point, they said we're not comfortable answering that question here, but if we're in front of what was it, the Intelligence Committee, then we're happy to answer it.
And right, or in closed hearings, like they just felt like there were things there that would not be suitable to the national interest of the American people.
And I got to say, and I think that people on both sides of the aisle agree to this, even, you know, my illustrious Senator Dianne Feinstein, that was seeping with sarcasm, by the way, you know, would agree that the American public really shouldn't know everything. And as we've seen with this leak this week with Reality Winner and past links with Edward Snowden and Chelsea Manning or Bradley Manning or whatever you want to call him or her, you know, they are dangerous to national security. And so I am totally fine with the way that our Constitution is set up and the system to be set up that, yes, the intelligence community does need to brief Congress. And the chairman mentioned that today at the end of the hearing. And they need to come with answers because the executive branch is not more powerful than the legislative branch. And unfortunately, under the 8 years of the Obama administration, I think a lot of American people forgot that.
Yeah, well, there was a lot that was forgotten under that administration. but now it turns from today, and really the headline from today is the president didn't pressure us. You know, whatever they wouldn't answer, they were eager to say that. You know, we can't tell you what the details of the conversation were, but we can say affirmatively we were under no pressure to cut back on the Russia probe in any way. Now, tomorrow, Comey's testimony has already been in print, and actually the Senate has released it.
His opening statement.
Yeah, his opening statement. And he may not veer far from that because he, too, has already been subpoenaed by the special counsel. And this is going to be, you know, very important information that Mueller is going to try to pull out of Mr. Comey. But I read the 7 pages of his opening statement.
So did I.
I got to say, I don't see much there other than a couple of times where they got together and the president said, you know, I need loyalty. And Mr. Comey said, I'll give you honesty. And he said, OK, honest loyalty. I mean, this is about as bad as it gets.
And I got to say, it's laughable. It is bad. I think, you know, I always try to put my shoe on the other foot. So if I were a lefty instead of a righty, how would I think about this? And being a righty, what are my thoughts if I had seen something like this from President Obama, right? And had I seen this with President Obama, with an FBI director that was appointed by a Republican president, served under a Republican president, that's supposed to be unbiased and nonpartisan, I would have had issues with it. So I do take issue with it. But, I mean, come on. After all these years and now months of watching Trump in the political sector, not just the entertainment sector, it reads exactly like the personality of Donald Trump that we know. It also reads of his ignorance about how the Constitution works and the role of his FBI director and AG, which is bothersome to me. But maybe he'll live and learn through this and learn, hey, when you're going to have a chat with the FBI director who's reports to your AG, who I'm a massive fan of, Jeff Sessions, then let Jeff Sessions stay in the room.
Yeah.
And based on Comey's notes, if we're taking them 100% at truth, then Sessions did try to do that, and the commander-in-chief shoot him away. So maybe he'll learn his lesson from this. I think the only thing that's lingering for me is, okay, did Donald Trump taping people in the Oval Office or at the White House? As he had tweeted and suggested. But I think that this is going to end up being much ado about nothing, because in the end, it does exonerate that Donald Trump was never part of this Russian
investigation. And what he said about Comey telling him that, it happened on three occasions, according to Comey's.
Yep.
Well, we will have other days to part and parcel and sort all this out. But Alicia, we appreciate you being here today. Thanks for your insights.
Always fun. Thanks so much.
All right, it's Kevin McCullough. Final few seconds when we come back. Don't go away.
Stuck in traffic? We've got the answer.
Let's update that ride across the Hudson River on this Wednesday evening. All of a sudden, the GW Bridge has gotten very heavy. City down, upstairs and down, a 20-minute delay, and both levels are slow across the span. Lincoln Tunnel, 45 minutes inbound, 20 minutes outbound. Looks like the Holland Tunnel, a 10-minute delay in the city-bound side. That's now the best way into Manhattan, and 30 minutes going back into New Jersey. As we maneuver on the west side highway heading uptown, not an easy task. Delays actually start in the 30s on 12th Avenue and take us right up to the GW Bridge. Southbound, we're slow from the 120s down into the 50s. FDR northbound, we're slow from the teens right up to the RFK Triborough Bridge. Westbound Cross Bronx, we're slow from the Bruckner on through to the GW Bridge. The Deegan northbound slows from the RFK Triborough Bridge right at the Van Cortlandt Park. That's all because of an accident being cleared. And southbound slows from the Cross Bronx right down towards Yankee Stadium. Yankees and Red Sox fans heading to the big ballpark in the Bronx for the 7:05 first pitch. And now you know how not to go. I am Mike Barker on AM 970, The Answer.
Today we're talking about mortgages. If you're looking to obtain a home loan, Emmanuel Katechis from United Mortgages here to help answer some questions. Emmanuel, what's currently happening in the mortgage industry?
There are many great things. For instance, one of the best new products is HARP. Right now, someone can refinance even if you owe more than what your house is worth. Also, United Mortgage can get you into a property with little or no money down.
Can you still get a mortgage even if you have bad credit?
Absolutely. Right now, even if you have a low credit score, we may be able to help you with various programs, such as FHA or VA.
What separates United Mortgage from other mortgage companies?
What separates us is service, hands down. We are here 7 days a week, from early morning to late evening. We understand that this process can be very intimidating. That is why our team has been trained in customer service and products. We are here for you, even after the loan closes.
Call United Mortgage at 888-888-5721. 888-888-5721. United Mortgage is licensed by the New York, New Jersey, and Connecticut Department of Banking. 888-888-5721.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies.
I'm telling you right now, it's awesome. I was trying to get my blood pressure regulated, okay? And after 3 days of taking this thing, my blood pressure went back down to normal. I am ecstatic. I am so happy with this stuff. It is my savior.
This was the first summer that I have not had to have a steroid shot to help me to breathe.
The reason why I'm taking it, because I've got Hep C. Once I began taking your stuff, it took a few months. But believe it or not, my liver enzymes are way down, and it's normal now. It works.
The new challenge will allow you to receive 2 months of Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies free. And we'll even ship them to you free. Call now for details. Call 1-800-2468-751. Or go online to balanceofnature.com. Use promo code The Answer.
It's the most effective product that I've ever bought in my life, but I should have ordered it like 15 years ago.
Jay Sekulow Live is next on AM 970, The Answer. What you need to know when you need it. It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
So glad you're with us and so glad that you join us each weekday. Please, please, please make a point to join us. And not only at 5 p.m. here on AM 970, but 2 hours earlier at 3 o'clock, you can catch me on our sister station AM 570, The Mission. Same breaking news, what it means, why it matters approach. We try to keep you informed on the very latest that is going on around the world. So join me tomorrow starting at 3 on AM 570, The Mission, our sister station, and then be back here at AM 970, The Answer, beginning at 5, because we are going to be live, local, relevant to you, your family, what's going on, and what it means, and exactly why it matters. That's the purpose of why Kevin McCullough Radio exists. Finally tonight, if somebody came to you and they said, hey, what do you think? Who at this point in their presidency do you think would have been more popular? Bill Clinton or Donald Trump? Young Mr. Alex, if I had to ask you, and you, I don't think you've looked at any of the stories or anything like this today, if you had to say which one was more popular at this point in his presidency, who would you say, President Donald Trump or President Bill Clinton?
President Bill Clinton.
Yeah, I think most people would. Thank you for weighing in. Here's the stunning report by Newsweek tonight. Newsweek. This is not townhall.com. It's not National Review. Newsweek is saying that President Donald Trump is more popular, has a higher approval rating at this stage of his presidency than did the golden child, Bill Clinton. How you doing? Donald Trump levels in on the Real Clear Politics average at 39.8%. That's Real Clear Politics. 538 had him at an even 39%. But on day 138 of his presidency, with most of the major media firmly in his corner and pulling for everything that he was doing as absolutely perfect for everyone, Bill Clinton was only at 37.8% of Americans that approved of the job he was doing. Now, imagine that. Every television camera and pundit in practical all of the mainstream media is dogging this president about a fake scandal, Russia, and even which our intel chiefs today said there's no there there. And he's at 39.8%. And meanwhile, the man who could do no wrong, the second coming of Jesus himself, Bill Clinton, was 2 points less. Yeah.